Amway's system of selling, when based on a sound retail foundation, is free enterprise at its best. It is an accepted and practical way of doing business, and it can also provide one of the most immediate paths to prosperity, independence, and security for the individual. However, because it is so different from the usual channels of commerce, it can easily be misunderstood or even abused. The most serious abuse, in our judgment, lies in overlooking the absolute necessity of retail selling. The Amway plan is a sales and marketing plan. Note the two words, sales and marketing. Now, it is true that many people tend to shy away from the idea of retail selling when they first hear about it, usually because they've never tried it. Some distributors, therefore, when presenting the Amway plan, are tempted to play down the retail selling aspect or even deny it altogether and overemphasize the marketing or wholesaling and recruiting aspect. This is contrary to Amway's policy, incorrect, and unfair to the prospect. To properly describe the Amway plan, you must present a balanced picture with carefully balanced emphasis on both retail selling and on recruiting, wholesaling, and the other broader aspects of marketing. Everybody has a slightly different way of doing it, naturally, and here's the way Rich DeVos presented it to an audience of new direct distributors at a recent ADA seminar. I think the basics he includes will be helpful to you.
First of all, we want to, of course, thank you for coming tonight so we can have a little chance to visit with you about a business opportunity. Now, I don't know if you're interested in really in this kind of a business or not. You know, there's a lot of people in life who always talk about things. The world seems to be divided into groups of people who are dreamers, and then there are those who are doers. I don't know whether you are a dreamer or a doer. All I know is that the people I seem to run across in my daily life, many of them always talk about what they want to do. I've heard since I was young people saying, boy, all I want to do is get in business for myself. I want to do my own thing. I want to be able to grow as fast as I want to grow in life. Or people who get frustrated with their own job, wherever they are now, and say, I can't seem to advance as fast as I like to. Or, boy, last week so-and-so got promoted and I got passed by. So, you know, you kind of here tonight have got to fit yourself into this little picture and ask yourself whether you really are willing to put forth the effort to establish a business of your own. Have you ever said you'd like to be in business for yourself? Have you ever thought about that type of thing? Have you ever been frustrated by your job that you couldn't get promoted as fast as you thought you ought to be, that somebody else didn't recognize your talents? Have you ever felt that way? Well, if you have, then maybe you're in the right place. I know that some of you will say, hey, this is for me. Others of you that come here tonight will leave the meeting and say, well, it sounds great, that's just not my cup of tea. And that's okay. We're glad you came in any case. Because, you see, this is a program that gives people a chance to make a beginning, no matter where you come from or how rich or poor you are, whatever has happened in the past. Let's just call that history, shall we? And so let me just tell you tonight in an informal way about a business. Now, the best way I can tell you about that is to tell you about myself. You see, a year ago, I was invited to a meeting just like you. I came to the meeting, and they'd asked me if I had ever wanted to get in business for myself. And I said, well, but, you know, I've always talked about it. I'd kind of like to. And so I came. And when I came to that meeting, I was pretty skeptical. I just knew they were going to make me sell something, and I wasn't too hot about that. And I knew that just as sure as I was born, they were, you know, going to try and romance me with a whole lot of big promotion and big numbers. And so I appreciate the fact that you might feel that way tonight. So what I want to do is just lay some things out for you, real simple about business. And if you've had some of these dreams, maybe you can follow along with me. I was as skeptical. But I began, and I followed the plan. And later on, I can tell you a little bit more about how I've progressed in this business. And then from that, you can draw your own conclusions as to whether you'd like to join with us in this endeavor. Now, you know, any marketing program, any business opportunity, anything you're going to involve yourself in, other than working for a company, involves, finally, bringing a product or a service to the people of the community, doesn't it? And I don't care now if you're with General Motors or if you're with Chrysler Corporation or if you're with General Foods or whether you're with some other service type of an organization, finally, we have to deliver a product to the customer, don't we? And the rise or fall of any business will depend upon the quality or level of our service or product, won't it? There's just no way, for example, for you to build a successful business selling cars if the cars you sell people fall apart. Well, you may be able to sell a car once, but you won't be able to build a successful business, will you? Well, the organization I want to tell you about has the kind of successful history that should attract you or anybody who wants to get in a legitimate business. It's not a quick dollar thing. You're going to work hard at this sort of thing. But it is a business opportunity that has a proven track record. Now, the organization I'm talking about is Amway. Now, some of you may have heard of Amway. I imagine some of you in this room have got a funny idea about Amway. As soon as I said Amway, you say, oh, that's soap. Who wants to sell soap? Or somebody else says, oh, I had a friend who tried that once, and he didn't do anything with it. Or my brother-in-law in Chicago once, he got involved in something like that. I don't know if it was Amway, but it involved cosmetics, and he told me he was going to get rich, and the next thing I knew, that company was busted, and he came back and said, well, his deal blew up on him. Now, you may have heard all of those things. So just as we start now, just kind of forget all about that and just think in terms of what you want and talk about how to get there. Because there's all sorts of people who will tell you why things won't work. But finally, you see, you've got to decide that certain things obviously are working for a company to succeed. Now, the Amway Corporation and this organization that we're involved in, and my wife and I got involved in a year ago, began in a little town in Ada, Michigan, just outside of Grand Rapids about 10 years ago. They began with an idea that there were millions of people in this country who wanted to get ahead and were willing to work to get ahead. Well, that company started with just a couple of guys in the basement and one simple product. And rather than take you all through the steps of what happened, but you see, one of the first things I think you want to say when you think about going in business for yourself is that you want to get with an organization that's got a good record. You certainly don't want that's got a bad record or a bad name, do you? And so you really have got to, first of all, examine the company and say, now there's a company that's going places and doing things. Because when the organization is growing, that means that the people in it must be growing too, doesn't it? And so the Amway organization, despite what you may have heard, good or bad, started with nothing 10 years ago and last year had sales in excess of $120 million. Well, where were you 10 years ago? What's happened to you in the past 10 years that this has occurred? I know some of you here tonight are young. You're 25. You were only 15. You were still in high school. But that wasn't too long ago, was it? How many changes have occurred in your personal income? And if you can just think, no matter where you are, if you've been working with a company for 10 years, what's happened to you in the past 10 years? Well, then you've got to realize that this company went from zero to $120 million during that time span. Now, for you, that tells you that this is an organization that's got something, doesn't it? Any company to sell that volume of product must be, well, it's got something on the ball, and it must have good products or it probably wouldn't have lasted. I know in Chamber of Commerce surveys and in Dunn Review surveys and so forth, where they talk about business failures and so forth, most companies will fail within the first 3 years. And usually any organization that lasts beyond 3 years, although there is a failure rate that continues after that, most of them fail in those very first few years. So an organization with a track record of this size and reaching the volume of business that it is certainly must have something going for it. If I was to rate the Amway Corporation today, and, you know, in regard to America's largest corporations, which in many cases do reflect some of the largest corporations, not only in this country but in the world, Amway will fall somewhere between the 500th and 700th largest corporations in the world. Now, the Fortune magazine puts out a list of the top 500 corporations in America every year. And although Amway might not quite make the top 500, it certainly would make a list of the top 700 if it were to be listed under that type of a listing. So you see, you have a pretty substantial company behind you. And so for openers, let's just realize that what you're talking about here, what we're trying to present to you tonight, is an involvement with a successful organization. And that, you see, enhances your chances of making this thing happen, doesn't it? Well, the second thing you've got to look at, besides the total corporation and its operation, revolves its products. Now, again, it goes without saying, I think, that the company must have a good product line, or once again, it couldn't sell $120 million worth in a year, could it? Therefore, I want to tell you a little bit about its products. Now, one of the basic products that this company has, and the whole characteristics, incidentally, about its whole line of products, and involves itself in the general cleaning field. Now, I know for some of you that's a little hang-up, and you like to think, well, I sell big-ticket items. You know, you want to sell $100 worth at a time and so forth. But Amway is an organization that started with a simple idea of selling products that are used every day. And you know, when you want to get in a business, one of the nicest things about a business is a business that repeats itself. Now, maybe you've never thought about being in business like this, but the repetition at the consumer level means, very simply, as an organizer or a distributor in that company, that I don't have to go out and get new business all the time. Now, let's say I was selling cars. Well, my chances of selling another car to the same person mean I really can't make another sale for maybe 2, and probably more likely on the average of 3 years before I get to the same customer before I can duplicate it. Let's say I'm selling refrigerators. Well, refrigerators, if I'm selling those, means I probably won't get that sale from that same customer again for 10 years, which means I got to keep getting new customers all the time, doesn't it? New people who will buy my product rather than being able to repeat that same volume to the same customer. So getting with an organization where you can establish a clientele and where the products are consumed or used makes an advantage for me because I developed that great thing called repeat business. Well, Amway sells soap. Now, it's in the general category of all cleaning products. Like I say, for some of you, you're going to say, oh, I don't want to sell soap. Okay. Well, at least use it. You know, most people I find use soap. Doesn't everybody you know use soap? Huh? You see, that's your first advantage in being in this business, because now you're selling a product that everybody uses every day. What does that mean? That means you don't have to go out and romance somebody or give them a big sales pitch on buying something they hadn't thought about buying anyway. That means you sell them a product they're already using. And so the distribution of Amway products is relatively easy because everybody's doing it and everybody's using it. So all you have to do when you offer Amway products to people is say, hey, buy from me instead of from the store down at the corner. After all, if I've got a good product, if I guarantee it fully, and if I deliver it, why shouldn't my friends and neighbors buy it from me? No reason in the world. Now, we got to start then with good products. So I'd like to take some time right now and show you how good these products really are. Now, can I have a volunteer? Now, will you come up here, please? I don't have anything here, but if I was doing it, I'd say, come on up here. Let me pour, and I'd pour some LOC in your hand. I'd say, now feel that. Is that hot in your hand? This is an all-purpose type cleaning product, but it doesn't burn your hand, does it? Now, let me show you what happens when I take my ballpoint pen and the lipstick, and I go through my demonstrations. I take my SA-8. I can take my shoe spray, my Zoom, my Industrial Clean, whatever products are my favorites. I always, because, you know, I've been around it a while, I have my old-time favorites. You know, the Pace Metal Cleaner to me is great because it's an instant demonstration. I can ask the house hostess to give me a pan from the kitchen. I can make it sparkle. I can do half of it. I can polish that shoe. I can do any number of things with Zoom by just walking up to the wall and showing them how nicely it works. But I've got to spend some time selling the value of my product at this point. Now, for time's sake, I'm not going to go through that, and I assume most of you know that, at least the ones in this room. But I don't want to underestimate this point in your sales presentation because, you see, unless you prove product quality, unless you take the time in an opportunity presentation to prove product value and cost justification to the people there, they will go out after they hear all about the sales plan, convinced that the products are too high, there's too much profit in it, and all the rest of it. So I've got to prove my product value at this point. And I don't, you know, you take as much time as you like on it. But if it takes you 15 or 20 minutes, doesn't matter. This is the most vital part of your presentation so that the people who don't sign up leave that meeting convinced it's still a good deal, product-wise. Because if they leave that meeting with the idea that, oh, there's a lot of money in it, that means the products are too high priced because you didn't sell product value, you don't have a ghost of a chance of getting those people as customers. And your future distributors, when they go to those people, all they're going to hear them say is, oh, that deal, I went to one of those meetings. Because you fail to be aware of the fact that half the people you present the opportunity to aren't going to sign up. And if you go on willy-nilly presenting the opportunity in such a way that all they get the impression of is there's a lot of money and you can retire anytime you like, then those people will never be prospects for your future distributors. So remember the two audiences you have every time you make a presentation. And if you want to build a long-lasting business in your community, you've got to do it in such a way as to preserve the integrity and value of your merchandise. Because then and only then do you preserve the customer side of your business. And it's easy enough to get this thing over on the other side. Well, we've covered a little bit now with you about the company. I hope I've proven to you that these are good products, that they'll work, that they are saleable, that you can sell them. Now, the next thing you want to look at here just a little bit has to do with how do I fit into this? How can I build a business of my own? After all, I don't have a lot of money. I don't have $1,000 in my checkbook. I can't get started in business. I looked at some things before, and every time I got to talking about getting in business, the next thing you know, some guy wanted my money. Or if he even wanted to open a gas station, somebody came along, even a big oil company, and although they'd say, we'll help you, I still had to sign a note for $3,000 or $4,000 worth of inventory just to get started. And if I want to open a men's clothing store or a haberdashery or a takeout store, whatever it is, I've got to gamble literally thousands of dollars to get in business. Well, this is true, and that's why I'm so happy to tell you tonight that the Amway organization doesn't revolve around getting you embroiled in a financial way. So I just want you to relax. You know, I'm not here to get your money. I'll tell you right now that you can get in and start this organization the same way I started and do the same thing I've done with it and as thousands of people have done with it, and you can do that for $15. You think you can get $15 together if you wanted it? Now, I know, maybe you don't want to, but do you think you can swing $15? Think so? Anybody here that can't swing $15? Well, okay, I know you're not making your decision now, but I know that if I go on telling you all about this plan and how great it is, some of you people are going to wonder what the pitch is. You're going to be sure I'm going to try and get you for a lot of money. I don't want any of your money at all. I want to tell you about a plan that you start from ground zero, that you can start right from where you are, one step at a time. Would you like that? You know, just like you started in school when you didn't know how to read. You know, you learn how to read, and you learn how to write, and you learned arithmetic. You didn't learn calculus in the beginning, but you took those first simple steps, and pretty soon you could read all sorts of books, couldn't you? You could add great columns of figures and do all sorts of things, all because you started one step at a time. Now, I know by the same token, some of you who are worried about the money say, well, I've never done anything like this. Okay, that's exactly why I'm telling you all this. That isn't important. I would say that 80% of the people in Amway have never been in business before. They've never done anything like this before. And so the whole Amway program is geared to helping you begin from where you are. We'll help you in a simple way to learn how. We'll give you training. You and your wife or husband can work together at building this thing one step at a time. And the beautiful part of it is you can make it as big as you want to make it, providing you're willing to put time. You ready to hear it? I don't want to scare you, but some of you people, you know, you've always dreamed about it, but you're still a little shaky about it, aren't you? You say, oh, I've heard so many things, so many promises have been made. None of them ever happened, and you know, it's always, all these good things always happen to the other guy. Tonight, they're going to happen to you. Right now, really. For the first time, perhaps for some of you, you're going to hear about a program that's made for you. It says you can start where you are. Start on a part-time basis. Start with just $15. That's all you have to start a whole new career. You don't gamble anything. Don't give up your job. Don't kick over all the traces. Just make a humble beginning. And say to me, listen, I'd really like to try. That's all I want you to think about. Because if you're willing to try, then maybe the things I'm going to put up here can happen to you. Now, I'm going to draw a few circles on the board for you and show you how simple this whole thing operates. You see, it all starts with you, doesn't it? Because you are the person that makes it happen. You. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you're going to have to do. And you can tell me right now whether you're willing to do it. Because, you know, this is the tell it like it is age, isn't it? You don't want me to give you any baloney, do you? Do you? You don't want me to give you a whole lot of hopes and build your dreams up, and then when you go home, discover how tough it's going to be, huh? I already told you the products can be sold easily. Anybody can do it. You can do it. I'm not even going to spend time on that. I know you can do it. But you see, unless you're willing to do a little bit of selling of our products, you're never going to make it. Some of you are all hung up on this, aren't you? So, I don't want to sell. I've never sold in my life. Appreciate that. A lot of people are reluctant to sell. But you know what is selling, finally? Huh? Selling is telling somebody else about something you believe in. Do you think you can do that? That's all it involves. You know, a lot of people get great ideas or confused on selling, and they think like selling is some magic thing where you sneak the pencil in the man's hand, and the next thing you know, he wakes up and he signed this great document and he's hooked for life. That isn't what selling is all about. All the commerce in this nation, basically, is carried on by people who buy and sell, aren't they? Every day you make purchases. When you go down to your supermarket and buy, do you think you were sold anything? No, you bought something. On the other hand, the man who runs a store, he sold something, didn't he? Those are the day-to-day transactions that are carried on in commerce in this world. In the old days, they used to swap coconuts. And in the San Blas Islands off Panama, they still trade coconuts as an article of commerce. And so selling is nothing more than telling someone about somebody you believe, something you believe in. Now, I told you about our products. You saw the demonstration. If they're as good as I've told you they are, and you take it home and prove it for yourself, if they are as good as that, do you think you could get 10 of your friends to buy it? Think so? Oh, I know. Some of you say you don't want to sell your friends. Well, I don't know. If it isn't good enough for my friends, why should I unload it on my enemies? I mean that sincerely. You know? Somebody says, well, I don't want to take advantage. If you don't think our products are good enough to offer to your mother and your mother-in-law, then don't get in this business. See, I want you to believe enough in our products so that you'll offer them to your very best friends. And you know you can with Amway. And you can look those friends right in the eye the next day you meet them, a month later, and be proud of your products and continue to offer them Amway products. Now, this isn't a business where you do a lot of that. I'm not asking you to go door to door or build a huge customer list. But as you see the plan unveiled, you'll begin to realize that it all revolves around everybody serving a few people in their community or a few of their friends and neighbors. Okay? You think you could do that? Don't get hung up on it. You think you can? Anybody here thinks they couldn't do that? Now, I mean, you know, if the products are as good as I said they were, and if they perform like I said they were, and under the money back guarantee, think you can do that? If you can't, don't just plug your ears. You know, don't listen to the rest of it because it'll scare you. See? Because the whole secret of the plan revolves around everybody doing their little bit of servicing and selling Amway products. So I want you to get it straight now. There's just no sense in romancing you on the rest of it. Are you willing? You think if everything's true, would you be willing to do that? If you won't, say so. Okay. I'll just assume you will for the moment. Now, if you will, you now have the nugget of success in building distribution. You see, a lot of people worry about distribution. They talk about, well, the huge companies. They talk about the Gerber Baby Foods and the General Motors and the Beechnut Chewing Gum people and, you know, all these big companies in America. And all the products you find in your grocery store shelves. I don't care whether that's Tide or Does or whether it's baby food or whether it's candy bars. All of these things. Do you think, for example, on Coca-Cola? Most people drink Coca-Cola, don't they? Good or bad, but they do. Do you think your corner supermarket sells $1 million worth of Coke a day? 2 million? Probably not, does it? It probably sells 10 cases, huh? Okay. Now, what do you think about that Coke dispenser down the hall where you work in your plant? How many cans of Coke do you think they sell a day? You know, a few cases, whatever the machine will hold. They maybe fill it up twice a day. Oh, what do you think about the corner drugstore? He sells a lot of Coke? Well, he sells a few cases a day. You see, the secret of mass distribution, I don't care whether it's candy bars or Coca-Cola, revolves around having a lot of people and a lot of outlets, all of whom sell a little. That's what Amway's all about. Each person becomes a small retail outlet. So let's just talk for a moment about the retail end of this business. And that you will sell $100 worth of Amway products a month. Think you can do that? We know our average sale to people is $5, right? Now, we know that historically that they do buy $5 worth. That means a couple of things. That means you either have 20 people. You have 20 friends, incidentally? You have 20 friends? I mean, call your relatives friends if you want. Some of you got 20 relatives, okay?
You got 20 people you can sell. You think so? Tell this story to? Just 20? Well, you got 10 you can tell it to twice a month. Huh? Okay? Or 5 once a week. Either way, it doesn't matter. See, we're just talking about a hypothetical number. You see, you're not going to ask her to buy a product she doesn't buy. She's already spending that money with somebody else. You're just asking her to spend it with you. That's why I know you can do that. It's really easy. If you just work at it a little. So if you had 20 people, that means 20 working days in a month. Each day you called on one person, sold them $5 worth. Not too tough, is it? If you can do that, you have within your hands a chance of making all the rest of it happen. Very simple. Well, and as I said, you could sell, take 10 people and sell them $10 worth a month and be there, huh? And now what you do is call on them twice a month. That's the other way to go. I'm going to use the figure of $100. I'll be very frank with you. I am one day going to expect you to sell $200 worth. That scare you? If you're really going to build a big business, that's where you got to go. Now, this is what we call the retail end of it. The average sales commission, incidentally, on Amway products that you earn as a basic profit is 30%, or on that amount of money, you're going to sell, make a $30 bill. Now, if I take a half hour on each one of those customers, 20 people, I got 10 hours, haven't I? Right? What's my average earnings per hour? Not too bad, huh? I know that's not a fortune. You're not going to be able to retire on that next week, but not a bad beginning. I know a lot of gals who stand in department stores. They work in various places. Now, I know some of those people just aren't cut out. They're not interested in this type of thing. But you see, from a straight hour input time, and, you know, you don't run all over town to get 20 customers. You work on the people in your general neighborhood. There's 20 houses nearby. You know the neighbors on both sides of your house, don't you? Well, start with them. They know the neighbors next to them. You probably know 20 people in your own street. And if you just stop by to see one of them a day, you got this thing started. Now, that's mass distribution, isn't it? That's the retail side of the business. Now, you can expand that if you like. Some of you would like to go stronger in the retail end of the business. Well, you can step it up to where you get, call on 10 twice a month, which is what we ultimately recommend to you. Now, if you're willing to make 3 calls a day, you see you can get up to where you get 30 customers and you sell them, $10 worth a month by 2 calls. Now you're doing what? You got 30 times 5, you're doing 150. If you do it twice a month, you're doing $300 worth of business, and your average earning on that will make you an extra $100 a month. Now, again, that isn't like shooting the moon, but I bet you some of you in this room could use an extra 100. I bet you $100 for some of you right now would be the difference between getting ahead and getting behind. I have a distributor I signed up a couple weeks ago, incidentally. She came up to me the other day and she said, I want to tell you how great this business is. She said, for the first, and school had just started when I talked with her. She says, for the first time in my life, my children went to school with new jeans. She said, I'm not the big star in Amway. You haven't got my name on the awards. I haven't won all the awards. But she said, my children finally had a new pair of pants. Well, that was pretty important. That was thrilling to me to know that she had done something that was so important to her. She was crying when she told me. And this was in Los Angeles after our L.A. meeting. This gal came up to me and she says, you never heard of me. I just want you to tell you what it's meant. My children had pants without patches. And she started crying. Well, maybe for some of you that's a little tear-jerky. On the other hand, some of you right now, your kids need braces maybe, huh? You're sweating that one a little. You're wondering how you're going to get the $25 a month to get his teeth straightened out. Some of you got, you're going to need some new shoes, and, well, you're making it, but, you lost a little overtime lately, and you don't quite get the extra income you had, and your children are growing up. They're costing you a little bit more. Wouldn't $100 help you? It would, wouldn't it? Okay, you don't have to answer me, but I know most people. They live right up to their income. And some of you a little bit beyond your income. You've been borrowing money to keep things going.